This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds looking fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear leaves and debris with the 40-volt leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at the Home Depot and on homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get.
Oh, well, switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data. Powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com.
Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X. And modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Welcome to This Is Important, a production of iHeartRadio, the show where we only talk about what's obviously the most important shit in the whole freaking universe. Today we talk about
the dankest skunk weed blowjobs.
Mama got me what I wanted.
When you put it in your belly button and just eat it out, like it was fucking tight.
You are allowed to blow whoever you want in the wings right before going on stage.
Here we go. Start your engines.
Ring, 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 ring.
Woo-hoo!
Hell yeah, baby.
We're back.
We finally did
Call me Lance Bass, because that clap was in sync.
Okay,
Lance Bass.
Yeah, Lance Bass.
Thank you. Please call me Lance Bass.
Yeah, where's he at?
Do you remember when me and you went to a party at Lance Bass's house, Dersey?
With my brother?
Yeah, he wasn't there. Like, Lance Bass wasn't
no,
at the
was
house.
There. He was there.
I remember him not being there and being like, this is Lance Bass's house. And people being like, yeah, dude, this is Lance Bass's house. And I'm like, well, where the fuck is Lance Bass? And I don't remember seeing Lance Bass there. But
he was there. I caught his eyes. I was like, damn, that looks like a bass. And he turned around and it was a Lance.
Oh my God, Lance.
Top of the hill, like sick crib. Like, I remember somebody having like a golf cart to like get up the hill to it.
Ooh.
I'm thinking of a totally different place, because I'm thinking of a place in the valley on the flatlands with a nice pool and being like, this is his house. And then people being like, yeah, it's one of his like 5 houses. The guy's Lance Bass.
That was a different party.
That was Joey Fatone's house, bro.
Yeah, that might have been the fat one. Fatone. That's how you spell it, Kyle.
Right. Yeah, it's phonetic. I get it.
Or the dude with the dreads, AJ?
No, Lance was up in the hills, you know, because he's trying to get close to space. Remember, he was trying to go be the first dude in space to just travel?
Absolutely. I think that dream still lives with him.
Is that real, Bam?
Yeah. He, like, booked it, let it ride, hit that.
Is it real?
Yeah, he paid, like, a gang of money to go into outer space as, like, a traveler.
That's so sick.
And he went to space? He's the first one?
I think he just booked the ticket. I don't know if he went or what, but he's...
Yeah, when can we start to go to space? Are you guys... At what price point are you guys willing to go to space? Like, because you know how right now it's like, hey, you can go to space, but it's going to be $250,000 or some shit. And I'm like, that's a little...
Right, I think that's what he paid.
That's a little out of pocket for me to go to space for just a few minuties.
I mean, what do you get to do?
Is that what it is? When you go to space, you're just going out and then you're coming back.
I think you go and then you come back. Because what are you going to do? There's not like a B&B. There's not an Airbnb up there where you're like, oh, this is pretty sick.
As far as we know.
Yeah, there's a little space station maybe that you can go, like walk around, get a burger.
If we could go up and there's like someone grilling space burgers.
Yeah.
And like they also like we could get pretty like lit up there. Like they're serving up some Ashland, some cans.
Some space cans.
Yeah, for sure.
Some other beverages that I've invested in.
Shameless.
Some exclusive space weed, space cake.
Shameless. Season 11.
My dog is shameless.
Yeah, a barbecue in space. What would I pay?
Yeah, what would you pay? Like if you could go up there and actually do a thing, like spend some time.
Like all of us are going to go together?
Yes.
Of course. Okay. Hello.
The dude crew.
I don't know. 10 grand, I guess I'd pay.
Whoa, really? 10 grand?
10 grand? That's not that much at all for space.
Yeah, I know, because I don't care. Ooh, I don't care.
You don't care about space?
Yeah.
We haven't even been to the bottom of the ocean. Hello.
Thank you. I was going to say it next.
Yeah, let's get to the bottom of Mariana's Trench.
Like you're saying, I don't give a fuck about space, man.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Hey, fair enough.
That's some Whitey on the moon shit. I don't need
it. No joke. I was going to say $1,000.
You would $1,000.
$1,000? That's
$1,000.
But, dude, yeah. If we were like, we're going
to
go.
Dude, you can't even go to Disneyland with
it. Yeah, that won't even get you to Space Mountain.
Oh!
That won't even get you to Space Mountain. Get them.
I'm just saying, if we're just going up there, having a burger, chilling out, and come back down, $1,000.
Well, right now, that is $250,000. So you're saying you absolutely don't want to go because in your lifetime, space travel will never be $1,000.
Yeah, I don't know. That's just the number that came to mind was like $1,000 seems reasonable to me now.
So you choose to never go. That's what you're saying. To go to space, $1,000, that will never happen in your lifetime.
Right.
It might come down to like $100,000. Like, would you go for $100,000?
No, I bet it comes down below $100,000 in our lifetime.
Well, now that I think about it, $10,000 is probably a reasonable price in our lifetime. $1,000 is not. I agree. I agree with you.
We're getting old. So I'm saying in our lifetime, we only have
5 to 6 more years.
5 to 6 years left.
I feel the icy grip of death around my throat.
Oh, man.
Yeah, for sure, dude.
How's that feel?
It's kind of good.
Yeah.
Chilly willy.
Did that get your pecker hard?
Yeah, it's kind of my kink. Take it to the edge.
Oh, my God.
I'm not going to kink shame your death spiral.
Never kink shame your pecker.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like what do you so you get up there, you have your space burger. By the way, the space burger alone is $1,000, Kyle.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Is it good as hell?
Yeah, I get it. I understand.
It takes a lot to get the space burger up there, get the grill working.
Spice right.
Because you don't want that oil is just going to be spraying everywhere.
Right.
We don't want it to burn through your suit. So there's a lot of science and math.
Floating burger juices. I love it.
Gobble, gobble.
Yeah, I don't know.
So I'm definitely not talking to the three dudes who would be on the mission to Mars where you never do come back to Earth because it takes you X amount of years. And by the time you come back,
I for sure won't do that. But I definitely want to like go to the first ever music festival on the moon.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Just to say you fucking did it.
Like there's like the guys that did Coachella. They're like, we're throwing the first ever music festival on the moon. The only band that we can get up there is Muse. And
Muse is stuck there.
Yeah,
I'm fucking there, dude.
Name me a Muse song. What is a Muse?
I don't know. They were on Guitar Hero.
No one's gonna take. Well, hey, how about we ask any girl between the ages of 24 and 38? They know every Muse song.
Really?
Because well, it was in Twilight.
Women love Muse.
It's in the baseball scene from Twilight. So like that was fucking. That was a hit.
That's true. That is a hit. Twilight was a banger.
Yeah,
but if the space station has a killer burger that's getting 5-star reviews.
Hey, I've already said the burger's phenomenal.
Okay.
Hey, and Kyle, they've got a really nice salad, like a really yummy.
Okay. I'll take we're going to space. They're going to have a vegetarian option.
Yeah.
No, okay. What if they don't? What if it's only a burger? Are you going to break your vegetarian?
Do you own the space station, bro?
He might.
I mean,
dude's an entrepreneur.
Adam Devine, space station.
I'm spinning a lot of plates in the air, dude. I might end up running the space station. We might only serve a burger. Would you break your vegetarianism?
Okay. Would I break my vegetarianism on a trip to space?
Because you're out of this world.
But how much did the trip already cost me? How much are you charging me to go?
Well, I think
it's your fucking station. How much are you charging me to go?
Well, that was the original question. I think it's going to be 100 G's.
Oh, my.
Okay, so 100 G's. Mm-hmm. And how much for the burger?
The burger's $1,000.
No, the burger's included in the 100 grand. You get a burger.
Oh.
All inclusive.
It's all inclusive. All the leaves you need.
Here's the deal breaker for me.
Okay.
Is there a foam party on the station?
You can start one.
I need to know that there's some cool ass space station foam party going down.
Ugh, foam parties, man.
There's definitely like the dance floor room where like people just end up weirdly getting super sexual at the end of the night.
Well, what's cool is like there will be like a cool, it's like a dance floor cube. So you could dance on every, you can look up and people are dancing above you.
Oh, right. Shit.
Yeah, we're floating.
Oh,
yeah,
see, now dude. The foam party's getting hot.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Hot.
How do they stick to the ceiling, though?
I'm saying you're floating completely.
Hey, I don't know, Anders. I've got scientists involved.
I'll tell you how right now. You have these gravity boots you put on. You flip this switch and it goes and magnets you to the ceiling.
Yes, magnets. How do they work? Well, scientists will know how.
Well, I'm gonna tell you. Yo, that is the deepest solid cut. Magnets. How do they work?
I'm in, bro. If there's a foam party, if I get a live muse show, a killer burger, all inclusive, $100,000.
100 grand.
Your boy is there as long as I'm with a couple of my homies. I'm not going solo.
Do you get like a sick photo with like Earth in the background?
You gotta get a photo.
Blake, I'm saying we're coming. What do you mean? You're not going solo. I'm saying we're also going.
Yeah, I'm only going
two
with
of
you.
My Who boys are on the fence with? Over here. I'm not paying their way.
I'm not on the fence about going to space. I'm on the fence about the price, which I'm hoping Adam can hook it up. But like, I'm also on the fence about the burger.
It costs a lot. You know how much fuel that we have to use in order to get to the moon?
Right.
And safely land?
Yeah, yeah.
And I would love to pivot to fuel prices, gas prices. Can we talk about them? They're outrageous.
Yeah. You want the floor? Go for it.
No.
The minute is yours.
Hey, and you get in 1 minute, Blake, to talk about fuel prices.
1 minute. Count it down.
Okay, and starting now. Starting now.
Motherfucker, spell fuel.
Go ahead.
I don't really have much to say except for, geez, they are bad. It's really expensive.
Hey, they are bad.
Still got 50 seconds.
Yeah, you got 50 seconds left, buddy.
You know, I pride myself as kind of a Chevron man. I don't know if that alignment is good. I haven't looked into the politics of it, but.
Right.
Okay. Alignment. Okay. Car reference.
Hey, hopefully this rocket ship runs off of electricity or solar power and we don't even have to
think of it. It's a Tesla. This is a Tesla rocket. That's my world, baby.
Kyle, this is Blake's time.
Sorry, dude. Blake, you still have time.
Kyle's Mr. Tesla.
I love them so much.
And I, what do they say at all those things where I give up my time?
I yield my time.
Blake, you only have 10 seconds left, buddy.
I give up my time.
Give up yielding.
I would love to hear the last 10 seconds of this fuel run.
It's a pivot.
Yo.
Hey, and time's up.
No. I was actually just about to get to my point, but okay, yeah.
Sorry, time is up.
Blake and I touched on something right before we got on the pod here.
Ooh,
talk to me.
Body shots.
Okay, exactly.
When was the first time you remember seeing or hearing about body shots?
In body shots for the kids, that's when you're really sweaty, it's disgusting, and then some girl with... for sure, infected piercing. It's like, take it off my belly. And you are just a horny child. So you're like, oh my God, I get to lick this sweaty, disgusting girl with this for sure infected piercing. And then as soon as you are over, like maybe, I mean, I don't even know if it lasted till I was like 21. I think like... peak body shots, like, oh, dang, I want to take a body shot. That might have been like 19 or 20. And then by the time I was 20.
So you've done it.
Yeah, I say I have.
Yeah, I don't think I ever
did. I've done it off men and women. It's not just, when you're a wild party man.
Okay.
No one has said it's for just women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I would say, but you would, if you're thinking like, oh, if a guy's going to take a body shot, he wants to take it off a hot chick. I've also done it off of fat, sweaty men.
Oh, you've done it off of one of your buds or just a stranger?
Yeah, dude? it's like a bit at a bar. And
sure.
A bit.
And the memories are hazy. because it's been a while now. But
if you use your hand as a cup, does that count as a body shot? Like,
no, you have to suckle out of a belly button.
That's an extremity.
It's only a belly button.
No. You could do it. You could do it right out of a man's, like right above the collarbone. That kind
a
of
clavicle.
Yeah, the clavicle.
Oh
there.
Shit!
You've never done that to a fellow.
You've never just sucked it out of a man's asshole.
No. I don't know
that booty milk,
Kyle.
Me? No, I have not.
You never slurped booty milk? Weird.
Sorry. I do think that the first time I ever thought about drinking something out of a body was when I had cereal out of my belly button when I was a kid.
Oh, damn.
The original body shot. What kind of cereal was it?
Probably some bottom shelf tricks or something like that. You know what I mean?
Oh, the no name?
Yeah, the bags.
The no name brand? The bag?
What would it be?
It was just like fucking Fruity O's or something like that. You know, it right, was yeah, like the
rabbit treat.
Yeah.
And it had like a badly drawn tricks rabbit.
But yeah, when you put it in your belly button and just eat it out, like it was fucking tight, dude. You're just like, let's try it.
Mm. My mom also would just buy us a lot of bunk ass cereal and bunk ass stuff. And as much as she was like, it tastes the same. It doesn't. It still doesn't.
Right.
No, it absolutely doesn't. I was always very jealous of people who had the top shelf cereal.
Yeah.
Because it did taste better. It didn't have like the film.
That was the rich homies where you're like, whoa, do their parents own a heating and air conditioning company? Like, right. Are they wealthy?
That was the bad parents' kids. We didn't have that shit at all. We had Just Right and Basic Four and Cracklin' Oat Bran. Period.
What the fuck? You're in a, that's like old people shit. That's not even, you're not even attempting.
That's all we had. Yo, when Just Right came from in the, oh my God, the Just Right would go fast.
Yeah, that's not rich, poor person thing. That's
fiber intake.
Like fiber intake. That's old people cereal.
It's no sugar, like, which is, it's no sugar, right?
But there's fruit in there. No, it tastes, it's legit. But yeah, we didn't really get like sweet cereals, man. Didn't happen.
No, me neither.
Oh, I did.
If sugar was within like the top eight of the ingredients, we weren't allowed to have it. That was like the rule at my crib.
Oh my God, Becky.
Top eight? That's impossible.
That was like how I learned to read was ingredients. Like fucking like if there was sugar in there.
That's how I learned to read.
Too real.
My family did not give a fuck. Other than being poor and not buying the good shit, we would still have like the marshmallowy cereals and that
hell
kind of thing.
Hell yeah, brother. Oh,
bro. I would beg.
Yeah, Durs. Me too. Me too, Durs.
I feel like health was not a thing in Blake's favorite decade, the 90s. When I was coming up in the 90s, dude.
Uh-huh. So tight.
Blake's favorite decade.
Yeah, I feel like they cared a lot less.
Mm-hmm.
Until my mom like started a diet, and then she would get like the stuff with Olestra in it, and then we would all eat it and just shit our brains out.
Yeah.
But like, Durs, you didn't have it either, right? You weren't allowed a lot of sugar at your crib.
We just didn't have it. It wasn't that we weren't allowed, but like...
You guys missed out. I feel sorry for you.
Yeah, me too.
Like, if we're on the road, we would hit McDonald's and shit, but like, we just didn't have it.
Are you making up for lost time?
Oh, do you know me?
Yeah, I do know
you.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, see, that's it. You went the other way.
Yeah, I'm making up for it.
Like, we weren't allowed to have Squeeze-Its unless it was like our
oh,
birthday.
Oh, dude, yes. Squeeze-Its.
One time a year, we got Squeeze-Its.
What the fuck is a Squeeze-It?
Squeeze-Its were like a flexible, like sugar water filled plastic tube or bottle that you would twist the top off of and then basically just drink sugar. It was like a juice box.
Oh, sure. Yeah. No, I know what those are.
We switch gears here. But yeah, we had like frosted shredded mini wheat sometimes. That was it.
Yeah, we could have that too.
I kind of fucked with those, but you have to let them sit in the milk for a while.
Yeah.
It's a delicate dance for sure.
They need to soak.
Yeah.
They need to soak, but you can't have them soak too much to where the frosting melts off, because then you're just eating whatever the fuck wheat is.
All right, so then since you guys have a very bran-heavy palate, what is your favorite cereal? I'll go first. Cinnamon Toast Crunch for me.
Hey, thanks for asking. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
So classic.
For me, Cinnamon Toast Crunch was my, and still is my favorite. Like if I'm going to have some cereal, because really you're not just like cereal. It's not good for you. It doesn't really get you off on the right foot in the day. And as an adult who like worries about my jawline drooping too much, I've kind of just gotten away from eating cereal in general. But now if I'm going to treat myself, if I'm being a naughty, naughty boy, I will have a bowl of Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
He's the best.
And that's that.
Yeah.
Where are you guys at?
I do feel like Cinnamon Toast Crunch is such a titan of the game. It's delicious in milk. It's equally delicious out of milk. You could
ice
just
creams
fist
right.
it.
Right.
You could put you could put it on ice cream. It's delicious. But I kind of have a little sleeper.
Shit.
If you say Captain Crunch, dude, if you even say Captain Crunch,
No.
Dude, when it cuts the roof of your mouth.
You are talking to a kid who grew up on the sugar rush, bro. Okay. You are talking to the breakfast cereal poster child. No rules. Mama got me what I wanted. Okay.
Okay. Can we make that a soundbite?
The number one cereal in my cupboard was O's.
O's?
Do you know about O's? It's a yellow box. It was these.
All right, Kyle. No, you're done with Kyle. Go ahead.
O's. No, fuck you. You don't know about O's.
You're right. I don't. No one does.
O's. That's like a basic. That's like.
No.
That's,
what was it, like Apple Jacks?
Like oodles and oodles of O's?
What was the flavor, Blake?
It's a one-of-a-kind flavor. It's almost kind of like a Captain Crunch, like honey vibe, but it had like granola in the middle. It was so fucking good.
Oh, dude. Hey, Blake, and I've had this garbage cereal.
No.
It's for sure not that good.
You're out of
your
mind.
I thought you were going to go with a classic like a Cinnamon Life or a Captain Crunch.
Oh, Life was fucking good.
Life is underrated.
Cinnamon Life is delicious.
Yes.
Apple Cinnamon Cheerios are delicious.
Yeah.
Apple Jacks are delicious. Smacks are delicious.
Yeah.
Lucky Charms. Yep. Are delicious. O's is a sleeper.
Sure, it is.
Mm. Okay. Well, yeah, it fell asleep through our entire childhood. Yes, it was.
I feel like Blake, as like the one who's got the ear to the street, was just gonna blow everyone away, and you're on O's.
You guys will see. You guys will see. Like the streets will acknowledge that I am correct.
All right.
I can't wait for the streets. The streets to start.
This
talking.
Is gonna be like Adam's butt thing. All right.
What do you mean, the pinnacle of our podcast?
Kyle, do you want to go? Do you have one? I'm still kind of pondering.
Yeah, I have one. For sure I have one. I mean, some of the best mornings of my life were spent with a box of Team Cheerios.
Of what Cheerios?
Team Cheerios.
You lose!
I fucking love Team Cheerios.
Team Cheerios?
That's not what they're called. It's called multi-Cheerios.
No.
Fuck off, bitch. I know what I'm talking about. Team Cheerios was when they combined Honey Nut Cheerios, regular Cheerios, and Frosted Cheerios all into one box.
Wow.
He is correct. And it was fucking bomb.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm seeing this. I think they just call them like multi-Cheerios now, don't they?
That was later. That was a pivot. It was Team Cheerios. Okay. I think it came out during the Olympics, possibly, and it was a co.
Yeah, that seems
real.
Yeah,
it was when we were doing a big Olympics push. And
Kyle, it was fire. It was good. I don't think it's as good as Apple Cinnamon Cheerios, though, to be honest.
I never liked that because I didn't really like apple. I didn't like the taste of apple. Which was very strange. That's probably why I'm a vegetarian now, because I'd had no fruits when I was growing up. But I didn't like it.
Daddy.
Yeah.
What is this thing growing from the ground?
Nothing.
I really did not like any fruit.
Eat this fish stick.
Bananas. I still don't dig bananas, but yeah.
Well, that's a weird thing where you think it tastes and smells like a corpse, but
right.
Yeah, you do a weird. I remember when we lived together that it would be like almost a bit that you would have. It would be like, I can't even smell a banana. I'll puke, dude. Then I love bananas, so I eat a banana. Literally, I eat a banana every day and have for as long as I can remember. I would have a banana. I'd lay a peel around. Because, you know, you're 19 years old and you're not picking up immediately after yourself. And you'd come into the TV area and sit down and be like, oh, is that a peel? Oh, my God, dude, I'm going to puke.
Clean up on aisle vomit.
And you're like, are you going to puke? And then it was watching you try to make yourself vomit for like a solid 15 minutes after smelling the banana peel. And I'm like, is this real, Bam? Is that real?
I mean, I think you nailed it. I still don't eat bananas fully, but like, I think it was a bit.
I love that was him nailing it.
Fully? Did you just say you don't eat bananas fully?
No. Like,
I still don't eat bananas fully.
I just chew them up and spit them out.
I don't have them in their natural form. It's the one thing I won't eat in their natural form. I'll have like banana chips. I'll have bananas in the smoothies. I'll do that, but I don't fucking peel a banana and eat a banana. I don't do that shit.
Yeah, banana chips are fucking whack.
What the fuck? Okay, anyways, Durs, what's your favorite cereal?
Yeah.
Probably Smart Start. No.
What the fuck?
No,
dude.
Hated it.
This summer, click into Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot and get after those outdoor projects with some serious cordless power from Ryobi. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. Leaves and debris are no match for the 40-volt power of the Ryobi leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Tidy up those flower beds and keep your walkways looking sharp with Ryobi's 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Yard work, done and done. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at your cordless power source, the Home Depot. Shop now at the Home Depot or homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
Hey guys, do you ever feel like you need a little boost in the bedroom?
Yes.
Well, thankfully with Hims, you will feel confident knowing you can get hard and stay hard whenever you're in the mood. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch.
Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand new treatments like Viagra or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. That's way cheaper, though. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor visits. Yes.
Answer a series of questions on their site and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance is needed. If ED is getting you down, it's time you join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated.
Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/thisis. That's Hims.com/thisis for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/thisis. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with the healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Hey, TII Nation, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible.
Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, taxes and fees included. Like we said before, Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees. No, really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Boom. You just had a braingasm learning about how transparent Visible is.
Now head on over to Visible.com so you can switch. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
I think, like, when it comes down to it, the most satisfying cereal eating experience for me is Cocoa Krispies.
Ooh, yeah, I fuck with some Cocoa Krispies.
Cocoa Krispies, like, yeah. the munching, like, it doesn't, it just, I like it. Okay. And then the chocolate milk afterwards, gimme, gimme.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a champ. It's better than Cocoa Puffs.
Okay.
I fuck with Puffs.
But the Reese's Puffs?
Okay, those are kind of good.
Go! Anything Reese's, you're going to find me in line for that.
Let me give you the real competitor. Do you go Cocoa Krispies or do you go Cocoa Pebbles, my dude?
I can't do Cocoa Pebbles. Like the Fruity Pebbles? Is that what we're talking about?
No, the chocolate version.
Oh, Cocoa Pebbles, yeah. Right. Yeah, yes. I fuck with the little Snap, Crackle, and Pop. Those are my dogs.
Wow, Cocoa Pebbles.
You guys
Pebbles
didn't know I know those dudes? Those are my guys.
You know how, like, our agents are always yelling at us about, like, you guys got to find an IP that you love and then develop a movie or a project around that IP. That's what's working right now. Like, after Lego came out.
And KFC.
and KFC. I feel like we should do Snap, Crackle, and Pop. The three of us are the characters Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
That's tight.
Is that Rice Krispies? That's Rice Krispies. That's so tight, dude.
Who do you think you are out of the, just based on the name, because I don't know what they look like.
I feel like I would be Pop, and maybe I'm like the little pop star of the group. I'm always singing and dancing.
That's
and
really
I wear
cute.
Like very bedazzled outfits.
You're pop locking. Mm-hmm. You're definitely pop locking.
I'm pop locking and dropping. Mm-hmm. And maybe I feel like Durza's Snap, he's always has just like slams. He's always just like shitting on us.
Snaps.
Like,
yeah,
just snapping on
I
us.
I love these literal names.
And right? I'm Crackle and I just smoke crack.
Yeah, and you're just hitting the pipe all the time.
That's the movie. Bass head.
We have to find Crackle. It's one of those movies where like somebody goes missing.
I like that.
We gotta find him. It's The Hangover.
Yeah, Blake, you're not in the movie. it's a Snap and Pop looking for Crackle the entire film.
No, sir, I don't like
it. No, but they go back and forth. Like, it's we're looking for him, but then he's dealing with something. I'm trying to think. It's like pure luck. Yeah, like that.
And then it cuts to him, and it's just him, like, just ripping the crack pipe. Just kind of really down and out.
Yeah. Your guys is like a funny little like, hey, adventure, like comedy. And then mine is just leaving Las Vegas.
Yeah, it's just the most depressing shit.
Every time we get into trouble, like Pop has to like sing a song to get out of it. Or then like Snap will bust jokes and have like the tough guys laugh. And like, you're okay. We talked about my mom. She is kind of fat.
Mm-hmm. And then we'll just cut to Crackle just like blowing,
just sucking dick for
blowing like the Tricks rabbit for some money for some crack,
just shivering.
Dicks are for kids.
Tricks are for kids.
I'm a man.
Yeah, I'm feeling this idea. And
I am too. It could be bigger than Trolls World Tour. I feel it.
Dude, if we get all the General Mills or whoever the fuck these ones are, like mascots in the mix.
That's the big get. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to get the whole post pop.
The toucan. Oh, sure. The toucan's like, we're toucan looking Sam. For him. And he's like, follow your nose. And we're like, okay.
Fruit Loops.
Well, admittedly, on some real talk, because I don't.
Oh, it's all real. It's all real.
I don't think that the crack storyline will fly with General Mills.
General Meals. General Meals. Generally, we make food for meals.
They're meals.
Mills.
Yeah, right, dude. I'm not buying it. It's General Meals.
General Meals.
Hey, this movie's going to make us some General Mills, motherfucker.
There we go.
Stacking cash.
No, I think getting the rights to all of General Mills, Anders Mills.
That is what it is, yes.
General, quote unquote, Mills. I feel like getting the rights to that, that's a cool movie. That's a cool kids, young adult movie that I feel like kids would watch.
Maybe.
Yeah, if you follow the trends, it's definitely going to happen. Like, it will get there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It'll get there.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk to General Mills.
Meals.
It's going to be like Steph Curry when he went to Nike and they were like, hi, Stefan. And he was like, I'm out. If we go in there and we say we want to make a movie for General Meals, we're fucked, Adam. And that's real.
No, they'll be like, that's hilarious how you say that. And that's the kind of comedy we hope.
You must be Pop.
mispronounced comedy. You seem like a Pop. Do a dance.
Timmy the Tiger. They're good.
They're good.
They're really good.
And I think it's Tommy. I don't think it's Timmy the Tiger.
Weird.
Oh, it's Tony.
Tony.
It's Tony, man. Hey, it's Tony.
Forget about it.
Togi the Tiger. Yo, how about the Fruity Pebbles rap from back in the day?
Huh?
Was there a more influential rap song than the fucking My Name is DJ Barney and I'm Here to Say or whatever the fuck it was?
Okay, I do not know what you're talking about. But yeah, so I think there probably was a more influential rap song.
No. This is it. This is it.
Okay.
We'll post it on the day.
Well, no, don't pretend like you don't remember it. Just hit us with it.
Just rap it.
He's like, my name is DJ Barney, and I'm here to say I love Fruity Pebbles in the major way. And then he was like, and he was like, Barney! And Fred fucking caught him. Because the commercials were always...
Oh, it was the Flintstones.
Barney was always trying to steal Fred's Fruity Pebbles.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
No. The commercials.
Hey, Bun. Wait, no, that's Fred. What did Barney sound like?
Barney!
the Fred.
Barney would be like, hey, boo, kind of like that. And then Fred was like,
hey, boo, boo.
Hey, Fred, you want to go bowling?
Fred was like, what's his name? Moon, over the moon, to the moon, Alice guy.
He probably did sound just like Yogi Bear. That was Yogi Bear, but I bet you Barney did sound like Yogi Bear.
I don't know. What did Yogi Bear sound like?
He was hey, boo, boo, picnic basket.
Yeah, that was probably the same dude.
Yeah, for right. real.
They're for sure.
That was Hannah.
For sure they were just, hey, can you get in the booth and drop down this other character?
Yeah, we're paying you 25 cents a week. Get in the booth and do all these.
I actually, you know, like a lot of people during the lockdown have been watching some pretty great movies on lists. I turned on the Flintstones live action movie.
Oh, of dude. Course.
Love it.
Well, that shit is so... sick.
That's great.
Well, dude, I was with, because I shoot The Righteous Gemstones with John Goodman, who obviously played
Barney
Rubble and
Fred Flintstone.
Oh, Fred Flintstone. Yeah. That's right. He played Fred. And who?
Rick Moranis.
Barney. Yeah. And he was like kind of, because I think it was like critically panned when it came out. So he,
yes.
I don't know, someone mentioned it and he kind of was rolling his eyes, being like, oh, yeah, you know. And I'm like, hang on, stop. Right there.
John Goodman.
Do not shit on John Goodman. John Goodman, shut up.
Stop talking.
Stop talking.
Shut up, John.
Shut up, John Goodman.
You legend.
I was like, do not shit on my total childhood. Because
and then you say, dude, you were fantastic as Barney.
That movie rules. It's funny how movies were like, if you are of a certain age, they just hit you so right. And then even if the movie isn't that great, you still look at it so fondly and you're like, I love that movie, and I love it still to this day.
Yo, I'm going to be honest. When it came out, I didn't really give a fuck about it. Upon rewatching, that movie is really cool. Almost every single thing is practical. The sets, the costumes.
Is Jim Henson involved in this at all?
Brian Henson?
It was the...
I looked it up. I don't know. I know it was like... It might be the reason puppets died because it cost so much money.
Yeah, I think that was it. It just cost too much money, and so it didn't make its money back. And then Hollywood is like, and that's done now.
It was a $45 million film.
Whoa.
That's in like what, 1992 or 93?
Yeah, and that's early 90s, $45 million, which if I do the math correctly, $180 million movie now.
If I were
to do math correctly.
Adam, the thing you're talking about, the movies that like were like a moment in time that like held up, and if you watch them again now, you're like, fuck yes, they're great. But Goonies is one of those movies where if you didn't watch it growing up, people fucking hate on it. They're like, that wasn't good.
I don't like it.
People who never saw it growing up watch it now and are like,
Blake, you don't
I didn't watch
like...
that movie growing up, and I have mad respect for Goonies.
Right. You don't like Goonies, Blake.
I don't like Goonies. Sloth was cool, but other than that, I took nothing away from it. The Truffle Shuffle, maybe.
Well, I mean, the crazy adventure that they went on when they...
went looking for treasure.
Wait, but what about all of his gadgets and gizmos? The fucking slick
the Asian
on the...
kid that had all the gadgets. That dude was dope.
I think that's Indiana Jones.
It's the same kid, same actor.
Yeah, same actor.
See, maybe I was half watching it. Maybe I was playing with Legos.
Maybe
you were
watching Temple of Doom, which is not that great.
Right.
No, that movie's fire. He pulls a heart out of a dude's chest. I'm down for that. Goonies, I remember watching it and it was like... Isn't it like look old? Like the film is bad quality and shit? Like doo-doo.
No.
Doo-doo.
It's fucking good.
The film is not bad quality. It's
hella old, isn't it? Isn't it from like the 60s?
Goonies?
Yeah.
Are you talking about like...
What the fuck are you talking about?
When did Goonies come out?
86?
85? Yeah.
See, I'm a 90s dude, man.
I don't
like
know.
87 maybe?
What's going on? Yeah. What is happening? Are you cool, bro? Like,
dude, the Cyndi Lauper, the Josh Brolin, Sean Astin.
Did Goonies affect you guys this much? I don't give one fuck about Goonies.
You're so far off right now, I'm like tripping. You just said it's in the 60s? Like,
yeah.
I was being facetious.
And the film was bad, and that's the reason you didn't like it? What is going on right now? What's happening?
Dude, it was an epic adventure. I mean, it had Sean Astin when he was peak cute Sean Astin little kid actor. Yeah. Josh Brolin is like the jock.
I think I know what's up. I think I watched a copy that someone recorded off a television onto a VHS.
Okay.
Right.
What was your childhood like that you didn't watch it 12 times? Like, I feel like it was always on.
I didn't watch it either as a kid.
I didn't watch it. I watched it once.
But here's the trippy part. Have you guys watched? There's a version for television where when they get to the pirate ship in the water and they're kind of like wading over to it, a sea serpent attacks them. And that's not in the original movie, but they added it when it had to like stretch for 2 hours on TV, which is fucking crazy.
Sounds exciting, yeah. Too. I remember it being a real snooze.
Like, dude, how can you think that going through those tunnels, like where was your imagination as a kid? To me,
I had tons. I liked, come on, man. I had a great imagination.
The opening whole sequence is amazing. There's bullet holes the size of matzo balls.
Yes. You're telling me that your favorite, I mean, your childhood just must have been doo-doo.
It's not.
Because your favorite cereal is O's.
Doo-doo.
Your favorite cereal is O's, a cereal none of us have remember as even being a thing.
O's is fire.
By the way, you can't spell Goonies without O's.
And then you don't like Goonies. You don't fuck with Goonies at all.
You know what? I'll maybe rewatch it. I didn't like it. And I liked a lot of very imaginative shit. I'm down with the Henson Gang. I'm down for Labyrinth. I'm down for Dark Crystal. I'm down for Star Wars. I'm down for all these adventures.
It's just weird because I even think like when we were making Workaholics, when Blake Henderson would come up with like all these inventions and shit, like I would be channeling Goonies.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what they did? I would channel Home Alone.
Of course. Sure. I'm not going to talk
shit. Well, guess what? Chris Columbus, the architect of it all, mm-hmm. It's the same guy.
It's the same guy.
He's the shit, dude. Yeah. You know, that dude fucking during lunch runs on a treadmill and watches dailies.
You want to know what my fucking movie was?
Butt-loving.
That one right there, Rookie of the Year, baby.
Well, yeah, dude.
Great movie. I was in it. Not a big deal.
That is true.
And oh, yes, you were, Anders. Let's pivot.
Let's just say I was a background actor when I was 12 and I'm in the lunchroom.
We got to get that footage. Do we have it, that hot footy anywhere?
Yeah, I got it.
Because I remember we all watched it together and you're like, right, rewind it back. Right there. There, right there.
There.
There's the side of my head. And then Durs just, you know, he looked like young Durs.
Yeah.
I believe you had some kind of a ducktail haircut going on. A little long in the back.
Nope. Just short hair. Maybe a turtleneck.
Maybe I'm having a stroke. Maybe I'm losing my mind. I
don't know. Yeah, fuck, dog. You are striking out today.
Yeah. You are all over the place. O's, now Goonies from the 60s.
Anders.
Yes, Kyle.
That movie is directed by Daniel Stern. We've had Daniel Stern on Workaholics, and he was in Game Over, Man. Did you ever talk to him?
Yes.
About being in that movie?
Great question.
Because that's the only movie he's ever directed, I think.
So here's the deal. Rookie of the Year is a movie that you should see about a kid baseball player who breaks his arm and then goes to play for the Cubs, and I think they win the World Series in the end.
It's better than Goonies.
It's amazing.
It's the dream baseball movie. If you have kids, you gotta let them watch that if they like baseball at all.
So they filmed it at my middle school, and then they basically like cast a bunch of kids to be in the background over the weekends and shit. Or maybe it was the summer. I can't remember. So I did that. They filmed at our school, did a couple scenes. And then my drama teacher recommended me for this scene.
Ooh.
And I sat in the fucking bathroom in the winter at Wrigley Field waiting to shoot this scene for like a week. And then they just cut it and like didn't get in the movie. So when Daniel Stern came to Workaholics, they were like, hey, he's here. Go say hi. And I was like,
fuck you.
I got beef with this dude. And I go, yo, man, I was in the fucking bathroom waiting for a week because that's the only place the heat was on at Wrigley Field. And I was like, it was a scene. It was this, that, and the other. And he goes, yeah, we had to fucking cut it. What's up? And I was like, he just fucking checked me on my own show.
What's cool is that it could have almost been like you did everything in your power in your career just to get to that very moment to have Daniel Stern in a room alone.
Yeah.
Dude, I mean, but by the way, got paid out the ass when I was a kid.
But that's still probably super fun, like as a kid. Like
unreal.
Yeah, you're like hanging around, there's cameras, you know.
You got paid.
I think that stuff's awesome.
I was on set.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to do that at the Oakland Coliseum when they were filming Angels in the Outfield.
Also another, maybe the second greatest baseball movie. When everyone starts flapping their wings.
I've never seen it. Good?
Yeah, it's cool.
Danny Glover, dog.
Danny Glover, Christopher Lloyd. Wow.
And that's when the Angels uniforms were sick. Yeah. They were like the California Angels. Hello.
Yeah, it was dope. I got my baseball glove signed by Danny Glover.
You got a glove signed by Danny Glover?
Yeah.
Do you still have that glove?
I'm pretty sure it's at my folks' house. I mean, yeah, it was really funny, and I always love showing people it.
Yo, you have to get that same glove signed by, like, G Love and Special Sauce.
Or
and,
Donald Glover.
Yeah, Crispin Glover.
Crispin Glover. All the Glovers.
You gotta get it. Fuck. That's unreal.
I wish. That would have been so sick to have that throughout the career.
I think you could pull that off. Just a weird glove that you carry around with you in your trunk to get signed by famous people with the last name Glover.
Dude, it I should feels, start. Yeah. Yeah, it was awesome.
I was so an extra cool. In high school. I worked at a grocery store, and Alexander Payne was he goes by Andrew. His close friends call him Andrew.
Yeah.
His close friends call him by a totally different name. Alexander Payne was doing About Schmidt, and they were shooting it at the grocery store that I worked at Baker's, and they wanted to use like real background people, like people that actually worked at the store as the background to make it feel authentic. And people knew that I liked comedy and acting, that kind of thing. So they're like, Adam, do you want to be in the background? I'm like, yeah. And
they're like, this is Adam. He dances at weddings hoping to be discovered. He'll be perfect.
Oh, yeah. What's going to happen?
Dude, exactly. And so I'm like 14 or 15. And they're like, here's your shot. I'm like, well, the time is now. The real scouts are right there. And they wanted me to be stocking like a shelf. And then like 30, 40 feet closer to the camera, Nicholson is going to come grab a gallon of milk and turn around and walk out of the shot, basically. Mm-hmm. And I'm just sort of stacking yogurts in the background. And I'm like angling my head out to make sure it's on camera. Like I'm leaned way back.
Oh my God.
Is your back to camera?
No, I'm. It's a profile shot, but I'm like leaning way back and extending my arms hella far to like still stack, but make sure that I'm in the shot. Cause I knew, as an actor, you gotta find the lens. And so I'm like, and I remember like Alexander Payne, like the AD goes to talk to Alexander Payne. And now I know that that's like the assistant director.
That guy's butt's too big.
Yeah. And they're like, his ass is too huge.
Hey, fat ass.
No, they go, hey guys. But by the way, I'm like, there's only a few extras.
That woman's butt is too big.
They're talking to me. They're like, hey, so this isn't Jack Nicholson. You know, you're not in a movie. You're just stacking shelves. Let's just stack shelves how you normally would stack shelves. And talking to everyone as if I'm not the only one stacking shelves.
Right.
And so I'm like, totally. And so, but then I like try to like, I do it so where like the rest of my body is angled out and I'm stacking shelves with one arm a way that you would never stock shelves.
Holy fuck.
Like you're fencing.
You put a hand up on your head?
Yeah. And I'm like kind of angling myself out so I could get on frame, but I'm not leaning back in the same way. And I'm thinking like, this is going to make it so I can stay in the movie. And then they go, great, cut. Hey, we actually, we got a new job for you if you want to come over here. And I'm like, oh my God, Nicholson probably saw me stocking the shelves. Mm-hmm. I was like, this guy's got something.
I got lines.
They're going to give me some lines.
Jack wants a scene with you.
I've been discovered.
He might have seen me at my Aunt Cindy's wedding dancing, and that was the first scouting of my talents. Mm-hmm. And they were like, here, you got to stock shelves over here. And now I'm stocking shelves. Like, and then I realized I'm no longer on camera at all. Like, they put me down an aisle just stocking. Like, I'm actually just working at this point.
You're holding the boom?
Yeah.
Dude, craft services.
Fully cut out.
You make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
So you were working. I mean, I'm not like saying this is a joke. You were working with Jack Nicholson. Like you saw Jack Nicholson when you were just a fucking teenager.
I was working with Jack. Yes, I was working with Jack Nicholson. Yes.
But you know what I'm saying? Like that's fucking crazy cool.
It was so cool. It was like, it was fucking.
Yeah, but you didn't end up on the film with him.
No.
You need
to
make it your life's mission to go find those dailies.
Yeah.
You need to get that.
Alexander, you know he listens. This is his.
Andrew Pena.
Yeah, Andrew Payne.
Andrew Pena.
Yeah, text Andy.
This is if everyone can turn it down, I'd like to speak just to Alexander.
Sure. You got it.
Okay, everyone turn it down. Thank you. Alexander, hey, Adam here from the Baker supermarket location.
Yes, of course.
I would just like to say if we could get those dailies, I think it'd really help my career and probably I'd like to put it in my reel. to show that I've worked with greats such as Jackie Nicholson. Okay, everybody can turn it back up now, and I hope.
Okay, cool.
Durs, you did Alexander Payne's voice for one part for him saying, yeah.
Yes, of course.
What am I doing?
I'll let the bit ride.
Let the bit ride.
That was my favorite part. Yes, of course.
What do you remember from Jack Nicholson, like, in the grocery store? Did he have any lines, or was it part of a montage? Like, what do you think?
No, it was just to show how, like, I think depressed he was. And it was just like a montage of him doing stuff alone.
And you're dancing in the back stocking shelf.
Just me in the background doing pock, block, and dropping.
Hey, that's not helping. Huh. You got moves. There's no denying it. Also, there's hot dogs outside. Go get one. Roll it!
Hey, can we get that kid out of there? We just burned four takes.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
Let's get him out of here. No, we're not going to burn any more film.
Can you get the special needs kid out of here?
This summer, click into Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot and get after those outdoor projects with some serious cordless power from Ryobi. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. Leaves and debris are no match for the 40-volt power of the Ryobi leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Tidy up those flower beds and keep your walkways looking sharp with Ryobi's 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Yard work, done and done. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at your cordless power source, the Home Depot. Shop now at the Home Depot or homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
The following is a high-five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Woo!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Hey, TII Nation, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible.
Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, taxes and fees included. Like we said before, Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees. No, really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Boom. You just had a braingasm learning about how transparent Visible is.
Now head on over to Visible.com so you can switch. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
I was also an extra in Funny People, the Judd Apatow movie.
Jeez.
When I was working at the Improv, I just quit working to do comedy full time. And I had quit like maybe 4 months prior or something like that. And I got a call from Rita at the Hollywood Improv.
Peeps, we're shooting a movie down here at the Improv. There's all the stars in
Wait,
it.
Sorry. What did she call you?
Peeps.
And what does that mean?
Rita is like a classic like comedy club manager, where they are just like, I feel like they all are like pretty kooky, fun women that are sort of the mother hens of the comics. And she's kind of the queen bee.
Great person.
She's the best. And she calls it, if she likes you, she calls you peeps. And if she's upset with you, she calls you poops.
Everybody?
Yeah, for the most part. She'll like.
Okay, cool. Okay. I thought that was your nickname. Sorry.
No, she called everybody like,
peeps. I got
got something for you. And she was like, get your butt down here. I bet we can get you a line. And I'm like, awesome. So I rush down. I put on like my old uniform as if I'm working at the improv. And then I'm just deep background. There's like, mm-hmm. you see me in one take. You see like a profile shot of me like carrying a tray.
And she's having you do manual labor in the basement again. You're like, yeah. I don't.
Wait a second.
They're rolling. No, just bring up those bottles from the basement.
He did four takes, and Apatow's like, can we just, we were already burned enough film on this. Can we get him out of here?
Can we get the kid out of here?
He just keeps walking right in the lens and like looking at the camera. He keeps, like,
I fucking the lens.
We got it, kid. You found the lens. Good job.
Mouthing, I'm talented.
Now go find the front door.
Apatow's known to just let the camera roll for 30 minutes. 30 seconds later, we're done.
Cut.
We're done.
We're good. Moving on.
I think we got it.
We got it.
But that shit was just so exciting, like when you're younger, to be around a proper movie set, you know, just to like be around people actually making movies and, mm-hmm. and TV shows, especially like before we had really ever been on a true proper set when we were just kind of doing our own things, you know, back in the day.
Right.
I think my only experience with a movie set ever was that when I was on the tram tour at Universal Studios, they were filming Jingle All the Way, and I was hyped.
Everyone be quiet. They're filming an episode of Magnum PI.
Wait, they were filming Jingle All the Way, like, while you were on the tram?
Yeah, like, everything was dressed like it was Christmas. I saw, what was his name, like, Power Man or whatever?
Power Man.
Wow.
That, like, the whole thing about the movie is they're trying to get this toy, like Power Man.
Oh, okay.
Turbo
okay.
Man or right, something.
Right.
It was there to the Elmo.
Yeah, I don't know if it was Arnold, because at the finish of the film, at the finale, he dresses up as the character and he's in the parade, and that's mm-hmm. the shit I saw filming. So maybe I saw Arnold. I don't know.
Well, can I just say one thing? You, if it was Arnold, you'd know.
Yeah, you'd know.
That's true.
Okay, because there'd be little ponies running around him.
Oh, Arnold's ponies.
He'd be on his bicycle.
Blake, you were with me when Arnold Schwarzenegger came to the Orange County Fairgrounds.
I didn't go to that. That's the that's governor years,
yes,
right?
Yes, when he was running for the governor, he our teacher, it was like I was in like improv class or drama class or something, and our teacher goes, hey, Arnold Schwarzenegger's running for governor. He's literally 200 yards away in the fairgrounds parking lot. If you want to go, I'm willing to just cut you loose from class and you guys can go over there. And I'm like, Latro.
Adam pushes over an old lady.
Shove an old woman on the ground.
Move! Where's the camera? Where's the fucking camera?
We're not filming.
I swam through the entire crowd. I kept seeing, I had a little notepad where I would like write, you know, like little bits that I was working on because I was trying to mm-hmm. do comedy at that point. And I went through the whole crowd going, OCC press coming through, as if it was like mm-hmm. a real credential. And I mm-hmm. get all the way to the very front and I reach out and I touch Arnold on the shoulder and he turns around, gives me a double thumbs up and goes, yeah.
Nice.
And I'm like, my heart stopped. I didn't know what to say. I was just like, yeah. And they were playing Twisted Sisters, We're Not Gonna Take It, like via on the
yes.
That was like his rallying cry. Yeah, it's like, we're not gonna take it.
That's tight.
I mean, admittedly, got my vote. That's all it takes.
Right.
I mean, you left to go see Arnold. I stayed in class. I finished reading Samuel Beckett. And, you know, and I'm a better person for it.
And eating my bowl of O's.
Yeah. I like that story.
Wait, did you guys all do theater in high school?
Oh, yeah, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what productions do you remember being horrible or shining in or having a good time doing?
I had to play the part of God in a one act.
Nice. Yeah, you did.
And it was the most lines I've ever had.
What is with the smile you have when you say that? I had to play God.
Who gives a fuck?
And now I'm a director and I play God.
No, it was just the
Kyle's so happy.
It was the most lines.
He just wants to be God. That's why he became a director.
Power trip.
Well, dude, you got to understand that I was a tech guy. I was fucking like running the spotlight. And then I'm like, well,
really.
Let me get up in that shit.
Who, me? You want me to be God?
You kind of did. It wasn't
so
like.
So you were stage crew.
No.
I was stage crew for like the first like 2 years. And then I did.
Let's talk to Blake because he's going to give us the real.
Yeah,
I think you're spinning a fable about yourself.
A little bit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like you.
It was
like,
the most lines I've ever had. That's all I wanted to say. And it was
sure,
hard.
Sure. But like stage crew, let's be honest, stage crew cats in high school was a weird little bunch, man. They were already like being like, I run the lights. This is what I do. You were not that guy. It wasn't like we were dusting you off.
This dude is clowning him.
It wasn't like we were dusting you off and like throwing you on stage. Like, this is your first time speaking in public. You were a popular kid.
No. I had done Damn Yankees. I had done like...
I just remember stage crew had hella keys.
Yeah. They loved their keys. That was power to them. Like, every key is another level.
Oh, do you need to get in here?
Well, it is a weird thing in high school to be like, it's one thing if you like are into drama because you're like, you like performing. But the kids that are like, I just like setting stuff up.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, that's it?
No, I always was interested in both. I mean, I was. But
you have charisma. You weren't like a backstage dweller, like a golem.
My favorite actor.
No, I know. It was just a lot of lines, and I was hella nervous playing that part. And I don't think I was good because I remember I had to say the word like Arab, and I said Arab as God.
And still can't say it.
But guess what? You probably got some chucks out of it. So
Adam, no.
No,
because where we grew up, they didn't know that's how it was pronounced. So don't even
Nobody
worry.
Fucking told me.
Diablo.
That's true. Diablo.
So I did like six nights where as God I said Arab like a fucking idiot.
It still haunts you.
When no one corrected you?
No, nobody did.
Nobody cared up there.
Yeah.
It was weird.
But you know what? Let me give a little credit to the stage crew. It was just something to do, which is all you need in high school.
That's true. That's
and
true.
They did hella fucking drugs. You know what I mean?
Yeah, everybody's just smoking weed, for sure.
And ciggies.
And also, I will say they were probably getting blowjobs like backstage. That's like a very forbidden place where shit goes down.
Dude, the dankest skunk weed blowjobs.
I will say that like as much as people shit on the drama departments in high school, like for my drama department in high school, like they won state. They were like cool. But still,
that's not cool. It doesn't matter.
Exactly. But still, like, everyone, all of my other friends that were athletes would, like, shit on it. So, for sure, I would, like, make up lies. Because I was, like, ashamed of, like, that I actually enjoy doing drama and this and more artistic stuff. And be
you
like,
mean, like, OCC Press?
For sure. I would know. I'd be like, I have to go. Because they're like, hey, come over to Ryan's garage after school. We're going to smoke weed. And I'd be like, I wish I could. But I actually have to help my dad build a deck. And so, and then.
Oh,
and
he then would lie about it.
Yeah, and then it's me going to rehearsals. Same. And then suddenly, like, I'm in the play. I'm one of the leads of the play. Come, you know, a few weeks later. And they're like, wait a second. I've already told this. I've been told that I've already told this story.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to build a deck and then, like, you know.
I'm lying to people. But I will say that more than any other group in high school, I feel drama people are the horniest.
Bucksin', bro.
Yeah, let's talk about this.
They're all giving hand jobs and blow jobs and fingering backstage. It's a real
massages.
Weirdo orgy back there.
It's co-ed.
Right.
Tons of awkward massages. All the weird stuff.
It's co-ed.
That's the whole thing, is that it's co-ed. You're around girls. Like, basketball, football, you're separated. Thank God, because it'd be fucking all day.
Well, and you know, there, sometimes you're in a scene where it's a love scene.
Were you ever in a love scene?
Absolutely not.
So what are you talking about? Wait, so what is a play that you did, Blake?
There's plays. A play I did?
Yeah, I mean, Kyle talked about it, but like everyone wants to hear about you doing Hamlet.
I never did. I love performing. I love getting laughs. I loved all that. The one outlet for that is the drama department. Thank God we had an improv team. That's where I really liked to be.
Oh, okay.
Well, you were legendary. Blake was legendary on the improv team. I have to pump him up here because he was like one of the first freshmen to be on the improv team at Clayton Valley High School.
With seniors?
Dang.
With seniors. Yeah, it was a four-year thing, and most of the time you didn't get on the team until you were a junior or a senior. But Blake and our buddy Teddy came in and fucking stomped the door down and got in as freshmen.
Yeah, kicked the door in.
And we won the Diablo Valley Improv League Championship that year.
Diablo Valley.
Be honest, I think that's why, because I was interested in performing before that, but then I'm like, God, I'm never going to be as good as these guys. I'm going to go to crew.
Right. I thought you were going to be like, there was theater, but I don't like doing that. Like how... I'm good at skateboarding, but I do freestyle walking instead.
I did slam poetry at the talent show, and I caught the bug.
Yeah, you were great.
We had a super cool theater teacher, drama teacher, Mr. Wills, RIP. He's very influential in my life. Like,
I think I met him, right?
Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you guys did.
And, you know, he would make me come out of my shell. So I did musicals. And I always told him, like, I don't want to do musicals. Mm-hmm. I fucking think they're... I love to watch a great musical. Yeah. I don't want to ever be in a musical.
Yeah.
Like, I told him that. He's like, you got to, dude. You
Music's just
got
in to. Your bones, kid. Let
yeah,
it rip.
Yeah, just like, fucking shut up and do it.
That is what's cool about just being in high school. You just do things that are a little bit, that you're just trying stuff out because you don't really know what you like and what you don't like up to that point. So you're like, well, maybe I'll like this, maybe I won't. But it's kind of giving it a go.
In the moment, it is terrifying. Like, you think, like, that is, like, your whole brand or, I don't know, whatever. It's, like, what you are. But, like, yeah, I'm really glad I did it because now I know I fucking don't like doing it.
Right, right.
Yeah, it's, like, I look back at, like, because you're just so self-conscious in high school of thinking, sure. like, people are judging you or you got to be cool for this reason or that reason. And I remember, like... Because I could always just sing, and so the show choir teacher or coach or whatever was like, Adam, we want you in show choir. Like, if you audition, you will get in. And I remember—
How did he know you could sing?
Because we had, like, choir in school, so you had really? To take,
Oh, you just had to sing in, like, music class.
In music class, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And so, so they're like, oh, you are a good singer. You would be in show choir if you auditioned. And I kind of was like, because I like singing, but I didn't, mm-hmm. I already was doing drama. So I'm like, I can't do both things. Like, I do want to.
My friends will kill me.
I do want to get a blowjob once in high school. So
right.
if yeah. I do both, I don't know if that's going to happen. Little did I know that these creative types, they were the ones doling out those early blowjobs.
Real friendly around here.
Yeah. That was the thing. You go get in the wings, like, right before you have to get on stage.
Yeah,
and there was
stage was horny as fuck.
There was a certain point where it was like, I'm going to give you a boner before you go on stage.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, what the fuck? Why?
Tensions were high.
Like, what the fuck? I love this so much, but, like, what the fuck?
You'd be on stage, you'd look in the wings, and some chick would be showing you her titties to throw you off so you forget your
yes.
lines.
Yes.
Like, it was crazy.
So
that
cool.
happened exactly to me when I was a...
yeah, it's real.
I was a freshman, and she was a senior, and it was right before we were about to go out. She just, like, whipped her titties out for me. And when you're a freshman, yeah. a senior's titties, I mean, it might as well be.
Woman's breasts.
She's a woman.
Any form. Yes.
And you're just like, oh, my God. And she was like, oh, my God, I wish you weren't a freshman. We'd have so much fun. And then she'd walk on stage, and I'm like, zwinks. Mom, I knew what I want to do for the rest of my life. I'm an actor.
Yeah.
I'm going to be Lady Macbeth real quick, but hold that thought.
Hook, line, and sink. I'm an artist.
Dude, she caught me.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm an artist.
I'm an artist now. I like you, Liz.
Dude, god damn.
I think you guys were there when I found this out, but you were talking about the, like, cool theater teacher and all that. We had a fucking dope theater guy, too, who got, like, busted for some shit.
Oh, really?
Oh, allegedly.
Allegedly, he was arrested.
I think he got busted on some shit. And, like, that sucks for those people. But I do remember him just being, like...
Like, busted on, like, some...
Like, abuse of power stuff?
Like, touching young kids or, like, what?
He never left the department. He, like, always stayed young.
Touching and grabbing and going to doing the stuff.
Okay.
Why are you turning into Bill Cosby? Yeah, that's the worst thing to do.
That's the code.
Well, that's who he was.
So. I think you get it.
Sense.
It's horrible.
Okay.
I think he did some freaky shit with some boys.
Okay.
But what's crazy is I just remember him being like, oh, this dude tells, like, dirty jokes and stuff. And, like, this is mad cool.
This guy's cool.
Yeah. I was like, he treats us like a grown up.
It's a disgusting habit.
Yeah. My high school principal growing up, it was a closeted gay man. He got caught, like,
allegedly.
No, he was arrested. He was arrested.
Okay, cool.
And he got arrested for, like, trying to blow an undercover cop in a bush at our local park.
Mm-hmm. Wait, that's against, since when is that against the law?
I think
public,
it's
in, isn't that a public problem?
Sex in public, yeah. You're not allowed to do that.
Yeah.
And maybe he made him pay for it or something?
You're not allowed to do that, but you are allowed to blow whoever you want in the wings right before going on stage.
Public
it's
school.
A disgusting habit.
Doesn't that suck, though? Isn't that set up to fucking catch these dudes?
It's for sure set up.
Well, I guess it's set up, but like, isn't it bullshit? Because it's like, all right, these guys who want to get their fucking rocks off, where are they going to go? They're going to fucking go pay for a hotel? That gets expensive. They got to go outside.
Hold up, brother.
I'm with you.
They got to go outside. Apparently, Griffith Park.
Hey, don't you want to get a nice cool breeze blowing on you when you're...
You got to.
When you're, and also, like, it wasn't even... He wasn't even getting his DS.
Right, he was going to blow another guy.
Yeah, he was sucking DD.
He just wanted to give back to the local community.
The undercover cop was getting S'd?
Funky butt loving.
Yeah, it was, he like, was like, you want it? And he like got on his knees and about to pull it out. And then they arrested him. So apparently, allegedly.
He pulled out his badge.
Can you imagine being that cop and be like, all right, Sanderson, tonight you're on duty. Okay, what are we doing? We busting some. You're going to be trying to get a guy to suck your dick tonight.
And here's the catch. It's in the park.
Yeah, I bet you won't have to be doing too much acting. Okay, nobody heard that. I'm not getting fired. What's
up? So just kind of go on the swing. Just kind of be swinging around, looking cute as fuck, or whatever you got
to
do.
Yeah, try to look cute. And Sanderson, where are those tight khaki pants that you wore 2 weeks ago that you wore to our barbecue?
Okay.
You gotta like bait people. Like some dude, you're like, hey, do you want a little something? They're like, not with you. And you're like, what?
Yeah, you know, for sure have to send your like cutest officer. Yeah, you know,
that's a bizarre sting operation.
You know,
man.
What? That's the movie.
Hot Cops.
That's our follow up to Snap Crackle Pop.
That's just Park Snap Crackle Pop become police officers.
And Crackle's the one who comes.
Yeah, we all know what the pop is. Yeah.
Pop and Snap are cops.
Pop is a cop.
You got to snap the button off, and then Crackling is the blowjob, and then the pop is the shot.
Is it? How you think Crackle's the blowjob? Yeah. You went very quickly. You know how it'd be crackling.
Hey, bro, I'm going to tell you right now, if you don't crackle the cock, bro, you ain't doing it.
She had them pop rocks in the mouth.
It'd be crackling. Uh-huh. All right, guys, any take backs, apologies, or epic slams?
Yeah, most of it. Most of it.
Yeah, I got an epic slam. Adam, stop telling the same damn story.
Epic slam, Kyle.
Epic slam,
hey,
bro.
Wow, what it? Now, see, it's called an epic slam, and that was just a regular slam.
Right.
I don't know how epic that slam was.
You lose!
That's the first time we've tried an epic slam. I just busted the seal on the epic slam. That's
okay, so now, yeah, all right. Now it's
that's free. Why you're not Snap.
Yeah. We've never done it before.
That is true.
Hey, just do the spotlight, dog. Do the spotlight, okay?
Yeah, just worry about setting up a C-stand or something, homie.
Burning others feels good.
Yeah, I guess I do want to say, I want to compliment everyone except for Adam for not telling the same damn stories all the time.
That's an epic slam.
That is an epic scene. There we go.
That's good.
It's a 1-2. It's a compliment and an ES.
Yeah. That was great.
What a
great.
Solid ES.
Really good. Yeah. I would love to apologize to the movie Goonies. You know, evidently I have a weird memory of it. Maybe I saw it on a dirty ass VHS re-recording, but I will revisit it. And sorry for all the shots fired.
You proved my point, which I appreciate. Thank you for that, because I said people who didn't really watch it growing up watch it now and they're just like, this movie fucking sucks.
So it does suck.
No, people who didn't watch it growing up are obviously like brain damaged or something, like something's wrong, and they think it sucks.
So if I go back and watch it now, not even liking it as a kid, I'm going to say it sucks ass.
Guys, all movies from the 80s and also a lot from the 90s are just, it's so much slower. Like now movies have to hit you over the head right away, and it's got to be a 90-minute shotgun blast. Yeah. When movies back in the day used to take some time to ease you into the world, and now they just hit you over the head with it. So it's just a different type of movie making.
What do you prefer? Because sometimes I find it so, like, I just find it nice to let it unfurl in the beginning as opposed to like, boom, this is the thing, and you got to get the thing by this time.
We're talking pace.
Well, I feel like I'm so used to that now that watching an older movie does, I am like, well, fucking get to it.
Yeah.
Like I rewatched, was it Alien? Alien? What's the first one? Alien?
Alien.
Yes.
Super duper slow.
So good.
So slow in the beginning. And I remember, I like almost turned it off. I'm like, God damn, are they going to fucking get to it? But then by the end of the movie, I'm like, incredible movie. Absolutely love that movie.
Right. Worth, and like building tension. Like,
yes.
Also, smoke weed during the first part. Be smoking weed during the first part.
Hey, Blake, you know I be smoking the weed, dog.
That's my boy.
Smoke weed every day.
And that's why you crackle, boy.
I'm crackle.
You know I be drinking a delicious canned beverage. That's C-A-N-N. Oh. Canned beverage.
Or Ashlyn.
Or Ashlyn.
Hey, is that all there is to drink on this space vacation or what?
Damn right.
Sponsored by Ashlyn.
This is important.
All right, guys. Hey, that's another episode in the bag, baby.
Hell yeah.
All right. All right. That was great. Hey, see you guys next week.
On
This is important.
Bye.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Hey, listeners, this is Important Podcast here, and we got a serious nugget for you.
If you're into CBD and wellness, check out Lazarus Naturals. They're like the guardians of CBD, overseeing the entire process from their farm in Oregon to the product that arrives at your front door, the CBD Calm Gummies. They're a game changer when it comes to kicking back and relaxing.
Visit their website, LazarusNaturals.com, today, and use promo code THISIS for an exclusive discount. That's LazarusNaturals.com, code THISIS, not available in Idaho. Iowa or South Dakota.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.